all night.
Jensen stood up, placed his large hands on the desk. You don't understand, he shouted. Helena, she's dead.
Heidi Armsink's Chilling Tales, read by Tim McInerney.
How did you put that ghastly face in there, the same face, in all those photos, years apart?
Short Works, a season of murder, mystery and suspense, next Monday to Friday morning at 11, and again in the evening at 9, on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, the final instalment for this series of our award-winning comedy Fags, Mags and Bags. This week, Ramesh and Lady Malcolm's relationship goes to the next level, but will Ramesh's boys be happy?
Fags, Mags and Bags, written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCleary. Episode 6, Operation Voldemort Scrapeaway.
So, Ramesh, spill the beans out of the cat. How was your hot movie night with Malcolm Truelly?
Well, Malcolm was looking smashing. A1, stealing Usher's uniform.
She was dressed as a Usher. Was that a money-saving ploy slash scheme?
No. Although, coincidentally, doodah, she did have the look of an Usher. Nice trouser suit, floaty scarf.
Marx's.
Crisp white shirt and a torch.
Why did she bring a torch?
Oh, she heard that story, you know, about the boy who bought a chicken bucket and consumed it at the cinema. And when he looked down at the end, he saw the skeleton of a this thing rat.
Fair dues. So how was Birmingham Has Fallen? Bit far-fetched, that's my review based on the trailer.
Well, I don't bloody know, do I? Malcolm wanted to do this thing, rom-com.
Oofed. No luck.
OMG, a rom-com? Was it World of Janice?
Yes, son.
Let me guess, did Janice wear a quirky knitted hat?
She had a range of quirky knitted hats with a varying radius of bobble.
And did she have red glasses? And a fat pal played by a recent BAFTA nominee?
Yes.
Gabby Sidibe?
Yes.
OMG, I hate rom-coms. They're pure Bitcoin vouchers.
Aye, because you like the Pixar, don't you, Sanji? A film about a toaster making pals with a bit of bread or something, and then they have to team up to save an old-fashioned bakery from getting swallowed up by a big corporation like, you know, Pixar.
Shut up, Dave. You pure Tetris boppet.
Oh, it's a shame you're not a fan of the rom-com, Sanjay, because Malcolm was hoping that we could all enjoy, as a family, a Sandra Bullock vehicle with a pizza.
A what?
You know, the round, flatbread-style, tomato-paste Italian concern. You can vary the topping. You know, pizza.
A pizza?
Yes, a pizza.
A pizza?
Yes, pizza.
A pizza?
Yes, a pizza. If you go to a pizza shop, you get a pizza.
Dad, it's pizza? Pizza? A pizza? Pizza, 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 pizza. Hashtag pizza. Note to self, stop saying pizza.
Fine then, we'll get fish and chips.
What?
Yes, Malcolm also likes fish and chips.
What?
She's not my mum, and BTW, we're not a family. And if I'm watching a Sandra Bullock vehicle, it'll be over my dead body, biatch.
What's all this about dead bodies? Has someone found a dead body? It's Janice Mellington's, isn't it? I thought she was looking peaked at Zumba size. I wasn't participating. I was there to expose a doll scrounger with my Nikon.
Nona's died, Mrs. Burkett.
Oh, well, that's taken the air out of my parade. Oh, how dare you take an impromptu snap of me, Dave Legg? That's a violation of my civil rights. My face is my business. You better not make my face into a zombie face like my niece Tegan. Oh, I was scared of my own face. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Stand down, Mrs. B. It's my own dish. I'm taking a selfie.
Oh, a selfie, is it? Oh, a selfie. Oh, yes. I see selfie. Oh, very good. Carry on with your selfie.
You don't know what a selfie is. Do you, Mrs. Burkett?
Don't be assumptions. Tegan's taught me all about it. Selfies, rage quitters, kerp sandwiches. I'm with it.
With it. Hashtag granified chart.
Absolutely. I'm a gran and proud of it. There's a bunched up kitchen roll poked up both sleeves of my cardigan, and you can see my scalp through my dandelion hair.
Sanjay, don't insult customers.
Why are you taking a selfie anyway, Dave Legg? You're not standing in front of the Eiffel Tower or in close proximity to Professor Bangkok's. Oh, he could tell me about the declassification of Pluto as a planet in layman's terms whilst standing on the lip of the Hoover Dam any day of the week over a scone.
OMG. Mrs. Burkett and Professor Brian Cox up a tree, having a discussion about chaos theory involving a load of tangerines being poured out of a bucket onto a man with a swimming cap on his head.
It's just a photo for my profile, Mrs. B.
Oh, profile, is it? Oh, very good.
Aye, it's my profile picture for a dating website. I'm doing the dating. Oofed.
Any joy, Davis?
No, Rammers, not a single ping. Sometimes resembling Mrs. Doubtfire can seriously impinge on your love life.
No, don't worry, Dave. I'm sure that Mrs. Wright will come along.
Right, people, what's going on, actually?
Oh, Dave is a bit down in the biscuits because no one is responding to his internet dating this thing.
Is it the Doubtfire thing, aye? Nay, look, nil wakandum, actually. Right, where can I put these, Dad?
Rain hoods. We have plenty of rain hoods. Why are you bringing more rain hoods?
They're not rain hoods, Dad. They're man hoods.
So they're not rain hoods, then?
No, well, yeah, but they're rain hoods for men. Ergo, man hoods.
Ergo, man hoods. Sounds like a minor Game of Thrones character played by someone out of London's Burning, probably.
Men do not wear rain hoods, son. You are barking in the wrong, Debenhams.
But ask yourself this, Dad. Why don't men wear rain hoods?
Would they not be better off asking you, Alok? You seem to have an agenda.
Oh, bloody hell, Dave. Pure theatre puncturer. Well, men don't wear rain hoods, and yet men get wet. Particularly in the head region. So, why don't men wear rain hoods?
Neptune's pantry! You have actually made a valid point, Dington. Rain does not discriminate on a gender basis. It is an equal opportunities wetter.
Aye, I'm a man. Least I was the last time I looked, you know, at my genitals. And I've never even entertained the idea of purchasing a rain hood.
Well, of course you haven't, Dave. The iconography on rain hoods is heavily skewed in a feminine direction. I'm talking flowers, ducks, handbags, umbrellas, bunny rabbits et al. Well, say hello to the manhood.
You know what, son? On this occasion, I'm actually going to say hello. Dave, care to join?
All over it, Rammers.
Hello, manhood!
This one's for you, Dave.
Oh, spanners. Teeny tiny spanners all over a rain hood.
Road test it, Dave. Attach it to your bonce. It's not a museum piece. You too, Dad.
Oh, footballs. What are the little ticket things?
Betting slips, Dad. Very alpha male.
Oh.
So, how does it feel?
It is both non-emasculating and dry. And great! Your manhoods will receive long shrift. Place them in the odour-eating insole section.
Yes!
Oh, hello, lovely Malcolm.
Ramesh Maj.
Ooh.
As I live and...
Expectorate.
Swim.
Breathe.
In one. Oh, is there a leak in here?
No. They're manhoods, actually. Rain hoods for men.
So, what do you think?
You want my honest opinion? Cards on?
Mars.
45.
The table?
Yes. You look like a load of old grands.
Oh.
Oh, no. Hold on. Spanners. And footballs. And betting slips. I take that back. You look very manly, Ramesh.
Oh.
Yes.
So, are we all set for Rom-Com Friday?
Oh. What's Rom-Com Friday?
Well, let me set the scene. We're watching a rom-com on Friday. I should probably elaborate. That was as sparse as...
Sparta.
A vicar's comb over.
Ninepence?
Oh, I've led you off a blind alley then because, well, I've not truncated a known expression, so theoretically you're all correct. Anyway, what's happening on Friday is my new family, i.e. you, are all sitting as a family, i.e. you, to watch a rom-com with a pizza.
What?
Oh, Ramesh, you've got me saying it now.
Nice one. I heart rom-coms, actually.
Oh, don't talk to me about rom. I've had plenty of com. I'm all right for com. What with the bants flying back and forth here, but I've had no rom for 3 years.
What's wrong, Dave?
I've joined a dating website, but it's slow potatoes so far.
Oh, I wouldn't fret. There's lots of ladies out there. The internet's as big as...
Aha!
The moon.
Slater's menswear.
Again, you're all correct. I'm sure there'll be a woman somewhere with a penchant for Mrs. Doubtfire resemblance.
I hope so, because I've splashed out on a 3-pack of Jockey Y fronts.
Marx's?
Marx's.
Well, unless you're on a warm date, you're more than welcome to join us for Rom-Com Friday.
Well, it was kind of a family thing, Ramesh, but, well, I'm sure that would be fine.
Oh, that's okay. It's not really my bag. I'm just going to sit in a back room eating black tray with a theme from Taxi playing.
Well, the door is open, Dave, isn't it, Malcolm?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Righto. I'll just go and rotate the sympathy cards or something.
You're right, Dave.
Aye. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Right. Just the four of us, then?
Oh, yes. OK.
Three of us, actually. There's no way you're going to get Sanjay to watch a rom-com.
Oh, I was kind of hoping it was something we could do together, to get to know each other.
I will speak to my son.
Good. Right, now, Alok, where's my manhood?
Oh, right. Suppose women can have man things these days.
Yes, well, your gran had a cricket bat and a spirit level.
And a mustache. Right, well, I suppose you can have this one.
Oh, very nice. Lots of little, is it John Majors without his glasses on?
It's the lion from Wizard of Oz, I think.
It's Bill Beaumont, actually.
Oh, Bill Beaumont. He's as masculine as...
A tractor?
Mud.
Lockers? Hair dryer? The spinach?
OMG, Dave. You've pure goddamn annihilated 4 boxes of black tray. Even the coffee creams.
I like the coffee creams.
Hashtag. And you've tanned a whole box of pulled pork mini trumpets. Dad's going to be pure raging. Where is Dad?
He's nipped out to buy shoes.
OMG, what is that doing here?
It's an adult colouring in book. I'm an adult and I like colouring in, so...
Not that! Your pure big massive keyboard out of big.
I like that pure big massive keyboard out of big. Music and a workout.
Shut up! I'm talking about the mug. Keep calm and eat cupcakes.
Well, that's nothing to do with me. As you know, I like to drink my tea out of Darth Vader's helmet. And if someone forgets to put the sugar in, I'll humorously say, there's been a disturbance in the tea. And then people laugh because it's funny.
So whose mug is that then? It's pure totally lame.
It's Malcolm's mug.
OMG, what is that doing there? She's not my mum.
I know. Your mum died a few years ago and she was from Leicester. I helped carry the coffin.
How does she get a mug in here? Only staff get a mug in here.
Oh, come on, Sanji. Your dad's very fond of Malcolm. He's found love in his autumn years.
Pure granified chat of a pure goddamn magazine.
Am I that transparent? I'm just after using a people's friend as a trumpet crumb tray and I happened to read about a May to December romance featuring a crude watercolour of 2 gnomes hugging each other. Point is, you should be pleased for your dad. Malcolm's making him happy.
Ugh. She's not making you happy though, is she, Dave?
What do you mean?
Look at you, pure covered in black tray. Well, black trays. You're pure comfort eating because you've lost your pal.
Aye, well, I'll not deny the dynamics changed, but I'm happy for your dad. I just wish I had a Malcolm of my own.
You'll not get a Malcolm holed up in the back shop.
Oh, I'm on bondsmatch.com. I'm waiting for a ping.
Bondsmatch? Bondsmatch.
What's funny about bondsmatch? It matches your bonds with other people's bonds. It's good.
Bondsmatch is so 2015. Nobody does bondsmatch anymore. I know a much better dating site. You'll get plenty of interest off that, Dave. We'll do you a new profile for that.
Oh, you're right. Look at me, covered in trumpet dust. What's this site then?
Are you prepared to broaden your horizon, Dave?
Oh, you know me, Sanji. I was first in line for the Honey Nut Loops. There were a lot of poo-poos and naysayers and no people in the early days, but I stuck to my guns. Early adopter. So what is this site?
Don't worry, Dave. I'll sort it.
Is someone going to sell me this Dora the Explorer pumice stone? I've been stood here for 7 minutes. Mr. Walters is leaving. Good night, Mr. Walters.
Matin var, boys.
Matin var, Helly.
Matin var, Helly.
Not got a matin var for me, Sanji. Not even a sake or a whatevs. I'll even accept a grunt.
Grunt? Hashtag grunt?
Ignore him, Helly. His face has been tripping his legs all week. What are you after? Tights?
I'm all right for tights. My cousin Alice died and she has the same size legs as me and she never got invited to many do's, so... No, do you have such a thing as a Brillo pad? Because I need 50.
That's a lot of Brillo.
Tell me about it, honestly. That's the 11th meerkat I've had returned in 2 days. People just get bored of them.
I hate the meerkats. Pure punching above their weight.
You'll have no argument from me on that one, Grumpy Sanjay. Always happens. Big ad campaign featuring a creature. Then the kids want a piece of the action and it's meerkat, meerkat, meerkat. Oh, Mum, can I have a meerkat? And then a week later, bored and back to the horror games. It was the same with the Budweiser frogs.
I look pure made dad by frogs.
I know. I miss Bud, Wise and especially R. R's my favourite and best, actually.
What's going on? What are the scouring pads in aid of?
Well, I've got 11 bored meerkats and they're very fond of scouring pads, so I'm fashioning a soft play area in an old Matsui microwave box.
Oh, Hello, Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm.
Matin Var. That's Gaelic for good morning or something.
We know.
You're not my mum.
I never said I was. Hello, everyone. Right. I'd like to introduce you all to my new boyfriend.
What?
What?
Oh.
Hello, everyone.
OMG.
Dad, seriously, a leather jacket?
Not normally my this thing, a leather jacket, but Malcolm persuaded me, and she paid for it.
Oh, dear. Someone's having a midlife crisis. And by someone, I mean Ramesh.
He's not actually hilly. He looks great. He looks as funky as...
A car park.
A gibbon.
9 pence.
Actually, he looks as funky as Danny Tsuko. Go on, say it, Ramesh.
Bite to this thing weenie, Riz.
Who even are you?
Well, I meant to be Danny Tsuko. You know, from Greece. Did it not register? Let me do another line. Right. Why? This car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why does this thing grease lightning?
I hate you.
Oh, you don't often meet someone who doesn't like grease, do you? You lost it, you stole it, you bought it, you found it, you broke it, you sold it, you lost it, you
tried it, you fought it, you won it, you threw it, you threw it, you threw it, you threw it. 70, 75, 80. And that is all the Brillo pads we have. You're cleaning us out, Hilly Buerdine.
Don't blame me, Danny Tsuko. Blame Meerkat Ennui.
Meerkat Ennui? Is that a footballer?
Oh, don't often see you in a suit, Dave. You're going to court about that static caravan again. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to agree with a complainant there. I mean, it may well be frosted glass, but you can see everything at night. It's like tales of the unexpected. But, you know, with a fat man.
It's not a court. I've got a date.
Oh?
Aye, Leslie's her name. She's in IT. Her interests include climbing walls, Nando's, juicing, and the books of E.L. James.
That could be anyone, that could. Everyone likes them things.
It's not you, is it, Hilly?
God, no. No offence, Dave, but I find you quite repulsive. You know, physically.
Doubtfire resemblance.
That's the least of your problems.
Oofed.
Right, Brillo Pav, please, and don't spare the horses.
Mrs. Burkett, why are you always bursting in, making demands and telling us not to spare horses? How about some small talk first? There's roadworks outside Braz, etc. Could you not invoke them?
I've no time to invoke roadworks, Dave. There's limescale at the bottom of the bishop's kettle. It's an emergency.
I thought the bishop's kettle wasn't your remit anymore.
Oh, well, it wasn't, but unfortunately his worship's housekeeper, Candida, has had a relapse. The ward sister's seeing at least a month, so Burkett's back. Now, Brillo, at once. It's an emergency.
That doesn't really sound like an emergent situation, Mrs. B. Not even those creative bod-bods at Rightford Casualty could fashion a narrative from those sparrow's crumbs.
Well, that shows what you know in your Shaken Stevens get-up. Very good. Green door, is it? Mm-hmm. There's limescale in the bishop's kettle and it's formed into the shape of Lord Voldemort. The bishop's putting a brave face on it, but actually he's terrified. And I can tell because I'm washing his wife runs again.
You'd think you'd be a bit braver in the face of fictional limescale personifications of evil with, you know, God in his corner.
Between you and me, he can't even watch in the night garden. And what on earth is that on your head, Dave Legg? Is that a rain hood?
Manhood, Mrs. B. Rain hood for men.
Oh, yes. Manhood, is it? Oh, very good. With tiny dumbbells on it. World's on its head. Anyway, Operation Voldemort, scrape away. Scourer, please.
Sorry, Mrs. Burkett. I've sold my last scourer to Hilly.
Well, you must give me a scourer, Hilly. Two, in fact. It's a two-scourer, Voldemort.
Don't care. I've got meerkats with very low self-esteem and behaviour problems to occupy.
But it's God's work I'm doing.
Right, I'm off on my date. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Goodens, luckens. Oh, here. Take a Ritter Sport, huh? You know it's powered.
Oh, thanks very much, Ramesh. Enjoy your family night.
Dracula in a kettle. It's not God's work.
Give me a scourer, you heathen.
I will not.
Give me that scourer. The power of Christ compels you.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
like that, is it? Mrs. Grabbing, is it?
Oh, I'd rather be Mrs. Grabbing than, you know, Mrs. Idiot that smells of hamsters.
Oh, occupational hazard, you bitch.
I am not a bitch. I'm very popular. I know brown owls.
Racist.
Give.
Ladies, please. This is very undignified. This is quite entertaining, but very undignified.
Ramesh, I'm warning you now. Get involved and you will lose an eye.
Don't stretch the scar or you'll render it unsalable.
Dad, what the hell's going on in here?
I'm officiating an impromptu blowback tug of war.
Well, stop. It's Sanji.
What about Sanji?
All his clothes are gone. So's the rascal. He's run away.
What?
Here, Mrs. Birkett. Under the circumstances, I don't think a bitch fight is appropriate. You can have this scourer.
Well, that's very kind of you. Oh, the scourer! It's been stretched into the shape of Kirsty Walk. All the bishops terrified of News Night.
Put it next to the bin bag looking like Peter Sissons. Thank you, Hilly. It's very kind of you to drive us.
Not a problem. So this is where your wife is buried, is it?
Yes.
I don't like graveyards. Not a fan. They remind me of, you know, death. You all right there in the back, Halock?
One of the meerkats keeps biting my leg, actually.
That'll be Sharon Stone. She's a bit bitey biscuits today. It's a natural reaction to rejection. Chuck her a Brillo pad, she'll be fine.
Bloody hell. Oh, Dad, there's a rascal.
Is that your Ford rascal?
Yes, and there is Sanji. At the grave.
Your dead wife's grave?
Yes. Actually, no. That is the wrong grave, idiot. Hello, son?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mum.
Actually, you're not. That is Jean Murchiston. Your mother is three up and one right, like a horse in chess.
Mum loved chess?
Yes, she did. Malcolm likes Connect Four.
She's not my mum.
I know, son. No one is saying that she is.
It's just, everything's happening so quickly. I mean, obvs I want you to be goddamn happy and all that. And I didn't mind you going to dinner with her, and that squash game, and that climbing wall, and that Tapao concert, but all her stuff's in the shop and in the house now, right up in my grill. Her contact lens stuff, her Scooby-Doo onesie, her keep calm and dry your dishes tea towel. It's like she's taking Mum's place or something.
Oh, son. No one can take your Mum's place. Although her post in Superdrug was filled with indecent haste. But in our hearts and in our affections, she'll never be replaced.
I miss her, Dad.
I miss her too, son. But like the Fry's Five Centres bar or the Splicer, her light burned too quickly and too short. And just as assuredly, she'll never return. Despite any number of online petitions.
People have petitioned to bring Mum back?
No, son, the Five Centres. And we must make our peace with this.
No one asked me though, Dad. No one asked about my feelings.
Well, I'm sorry about that, son. But I didn't expect to fall in love with anyone else, did I? Huh? Which is all new to me too.
Do you love her, Ramesh?
Shut up, Hilly, actually.
Yes, shut up, Hilly. Do you love her, Dad?
Well, yes, I think I do.
Right.
Is that okay, son?
It will be. I might need some time, though, Dad. I mean, I don't think I'm ready for a rom-com Friday just yet.
Right.
Can I make a suggestion?
Excuse me, can I just ask why you've all gathered round me late wife's grave? I never knew she had so many pals.
Sorry, Mr. Murchiston.
Sick.
Damn you, Susan. This man can never leave my tool. He's been bitten by a zombie.
There is one other option.
Oh, Sanji.
What's that, Susan?
This film isn't very family friendly. It's as egregious as...
A witch?
Uri Geller.
Fisher-Price telescope?
No!
It is both repellent and inexpertly realized cinematically.
This was the deal. My family, my movie. Shut up. Good bit coming up.
Oh, dearie.
Boat propeller right in the bones.
Oh, no. Dr. Mbenge will never leave my tool.
What did you pick this film for, you dunce?
You said, he said, Alok said I could pick the film. So I picked Zombie Castle with Ian McCulloch. Everyone likes Zombie Castle with Ian McCulloch. Hashtag retro classic.
To be fair, it's no Erin Brockovich. But that woman was wearing a quirky knitted hat before she was, you know, decapitated.
That bit was the tits, wasn't it, Malcolm?
Yes, Sanjay. It was the, tits.
Great idea. Friday family film night.
Perhaps you could attach a hashtag?
Hashtag Friday Family Film Night. Welcome to the family, Malcolm.
Oh, thanks, Sanjay.
Don't touch my hair.
Not interrupting, am I?
Oh, hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, what's this? Zombie Castle with Ian McCulloch. Classic. Is that Lassie in the red glasses had the poker?
Oh, there it is. So, what happened to your date, Dave?
I know what happened.
Aye, this trickster here put me up on mandate.
That's a pure gay dating site, actually.
Yes, as I found out when I met Leslie.
Dave and the man up a tree, having a really awkward dinner in Nando's.
Sanjay, this is both egregious and naughty naughty. Dave is in a very vulnerable this thing. So, what happened, Dave?
Well, turns out Leslie's got a Nando's black card.
OMG.
Aye, that's right, Sanjay. Read it and weep. So we had the works. Starter, main and puds. One side went completely untouched. Barbecue ribs, no less. Couldn't even manage it. Leslie got it to go. He's got one of those American fridge freezers.
Oh, well, that's nice. Cool. Yeah, like that. Nice. Cubed and crushed.
So the date went well?
Aye, we got on like a house on.
Stilts.
Acid.
Tits.
Fired.
Aye, you know me too well, Rammers. Anyway, turns out Leslie's a bit of an Alan enthusiast.
Sorry, Alan enthusiast?
Moving Alan, Malcolm. Action figure range that I'm partial to. Leslie has a potholing Alan, which he's going to show me tomorrow night when I go round for dinner.
Oh, right. That's, yes, nice. Nicingtons.
Hmm. Nice to make a connection, isn't it? As and when.
Good for you, Dave.
Is that you gay now?
Gay, straight, tall, Asian, myopic, invertebrate, dry clean only, plain. These are all labels, Sanjay. We're both human beings. I like him. And he likes me, and that'll do for now. Your dad's get Malcolm, and I've get my Leslie.
But what if he tries to pure kiss you or something?
I'm not averse to trying new experiences, Sanjay. Bungee jumping, Buddhism, pistachio magnums. You've got to try different things, haven't you?
Yeah, something different has changed. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, good, that, yes.
Anyway, any manhood's left. Leslie's outside and he's heading home and it's raining and his perm's a martyr to the water.
Hold the shoe. He has a perm?
Did I not mention it?
No, you did not. Bring him in at once.
Ach, I don't like to. It's a family do.
Oh, but you are family, Dave.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that. But...
Oh, you are, Dave. You're as close as...
a brother.
Hey! Thanks. I'll go get him.
Oh, it's very exciting. Right, come on, everyone. Budge up. Make space for Leslie and his perm. Ah, oh, family Friday fun night.
It is the enjoy.
That's the thing that I see.
I'm afraid they're infected. We're going to have to run these nuns down with a combine harvester.
Fags, Mags and Bags with Ramesh played by Sanjeev Kohli, Dave by Donald McCleary, Sanjay by Omar Raza, Alok by Sushil Kumar, Lady Malcolm by Mina Anwar, Mrs. Burkett by Stuart Cairns and Hilly by Kate Brailsford. The series was script edited by Neil Clark and recorded by Dave Murrican. The producer was Gus Beattie. Fags, Mags and Bags is a Comedy Unit production for BBC Radio 4.